This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Out Biden's people for negligence when it comes to classified documents. In the meantime, how does a child who's under 4 years old get a gun and start swinging around as he is walking outside his apartment complex where his family lives? That was one of the craziest things I saw in the day. Felt so sorry for the kid, because imagine if the gun had accidentally gone off. Luckily, a neighbor had seen it and, of course, was able to intervene, but not before he didn't realize and was waving that gun, and at one point had, you know, accidentally even pointed it to himself. People, please know where your weapons are, and I am going to get on a soapbox. I'm not anti-gun at all. In fact, I'm for the right to have guns, but you have to be responsible gun owners, and that was the most irresponsible. I'll give you some more details on that nonsense. But let's start first here. Again, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. If you're here for a first time, welcome. Glad you found us. The White House is accusing Republicans of hypocrisy on these Biden documents. In fact, even the White House press secretary walked out on one of the questions, was tired of answering some of the questions. But in the meantime, Obama's ethics chief called it negligence, as I was saying in the beginning of this. Walter Schaub is his name, and his title was former director of the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. And he had that post during the Obama administration, which is when Biden was the VP. These documents were from when he was VP. And he says that, he says the whole thing is appalling. He said it's negligent for storing three batches of top secret government documents in either a personal office in D.C. or at his home. And he also said, in a similar way, he said in the case of the former President Trump, he said he knowingly resisted demands by the National Archives for classified records that he appears to have intentionally retained. He obstructed the government's efforts to recover them. But he did go after the White House and saying that the mishandling of records, especially the ones stored in the garage, is wrong, is appalling, shows the lack of transparency and is ridiculous. And the White House hasn't been forthcoming with the public about their discovery in more than one location. And that's what I would say, too, trying to dance around the documents, especially after going after the former president. So now, with the sensitivity of that, then suddenly being caught in a similar situation, whether the documents were different and the scenarios were a little bit different, they were, but the fact that they were just right there, casually stored, and we don't really know when it's a classified document. I mean, who knows the sensitivity level? You know, is it like when you go to the hospital and they have a pain level? Is it a 1? Is it a 2? Is it a 10? I mean, it's classified. Are we stamping everything classified? I hope it's not. It's not. So it was classified for a reason. All the documents, the ones left in the office and then the ones in the garage. And it is right to wonder who could possibly ever have access and what was the sensitivity of it. Do I think that somebody was dipping through the classified documents? No, I think it was carelessly, negligently, as he said, just thrown in an area and that was it. But think about some of the things that happened when he was vice president. Anybody in that situation, I don't care who it is, you're entrusted with keeping those things out of the potential of wrong hands, right? At least. So That was a big mistake. And then how you handle it. And it's easy, of course. Of course people are going to go after them. Media is going to go after them for doing what they did in storing the docs, like I said. Hey, coming up on this show, we've got a mic drop moment. There actually could be two now that I think of it. And also I'm going to introduce you to a woman. You know, people are talking about dry Januaries and giving up booze. It's a new year, and that's like one of the things. And she talks about how easy it is to fall into that trap and not realizing you're into the alcohol trap. And we'll talk to Roseanne Forte at the tail end of this hour. All right. In the meantime, the Pentagon, worth also a mention here, sent munitions from Israel and South Korea to the Ukraine. So what does that mean? It means that the Department of Defense is tapping into an obscure sort of stockpile of American munitions in those two areas and sending them to Ukraine, because this is what they're asking for. Originally, the two allies agreed not to send ammunition to Ukraine. Israel didn't want to damage its relationship with Moscow. South Korea was more willing, but they also had kind of a caveat with that. They didn't want artillery rounds marked on the rounds, Republic of Korea, showing up in Ukraine in violation of South Korean arms export rules. So they had this compromise that was reached. So the artillery shells from the Korean stockpile would be sent to replenish American stocks elsewhere. So we're getting those munitions that are marked ROK and then sending the others over there. So it suggests that, you know, obviously Russia has lost 3/4 of its conventional firepower. And so the thought is that President Vladimir Putin is becoming a little more desperate, because last week he deployed what they call the sledgehammer to the battlefield, the mortar weapon fires, the micro nukes that can destroy an area, wow, the size of a football field. So this is, anyway, a way to fight back. And isn't it interesting, the little details that are so significant in trying to cut that kind of a deal to make sure that they get they get into the hands of the Ukrainians who desperately need them, and that's how it happened. So, that's a good thing. I told you the story about I mentioned briefly the story about the boy and the gun, and the fact is that the father was there. He's being charged with negligence because he said he didn't realize that there was a gun in the apartment, and there was the neighbor that luckily, like I said, had stopped the young boy, who was just a toddler, who was walking around and just holding it, of course, and luckily didn't pull a trigger and fire it and nothing like that. But it was pretty scary to see him, because you thought, oh my gosh, he's gonna kill himself by accident. But that one was averted. So often we hear about these stories where it's not averted. Quick thinking neighbor saw it, stopped it, he's charged, and that's just a good reminder to be careful with the storage of weapons. Mic drop coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
But because it was absolutely astonishing, making history this way, imagine you're the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys and you really want to go far in the playoffs. The kicker is important to every game, but certainly in the playoffs, and we've seen what kind of a season it's been like in the NFL. Brett Maher became the first kicker to miss four extra points in an NFL game. Boom! There goes the mic. Yeah. I mean, he was just blasted by fans and pundits and you name it. People who could care less about football had heard his name. And the team is saying, look, we're not cutting him. We're moving ahead. We're going to the divisional round against the 49ers. And during the season, he had only missed three extra points the whole season. And he certainly hit his field goals, 29 of 32. But it was very strange to see him line up and miss one. Okay, so you say, oh, he missed the extra point. Lineup, missed two. Oh, another extra point. But then you go to three, and that just becomes the conversation. And then four. Oh, I can't even believe it was four. And then finally, luckily, he did get another chance to hit an extra point, and he hit it, which was probably great relief. It's like having the yips for a golfer, and they can't make sometimes the what looks to be the easiest putt they could have, the worst. There was a movie even where that happened. Tin Cup was constantly over and over and over and over again. And so, yeah, he gets the mic drop for that. Now, there is another mic drop moment, and this could kind of go either way, depending on how you feel about her as a performer. So Madonna is heading out. Yes, that Madonna, she's now 64, she's heading out on a 2023 world tour to celebrate 4 decades of her hit songs. So when she broke the news, she was sitting around a table with Amy Schumer, Lil Wayne, Jack Black, and made the announcement. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do the world tour. So how about that? You think... I mean, she had 38 that were in the top 100 hits. But, you know, you go back to when you think of Madonna, you think of 80s and 90s, you know, her film Truth or Dare, that whole thing. And how about it, though? I mean, will it be a sellout? Because of the fact that there would be, I think, the throwback, the nostalgia, etc., this would be, she would get, draw people out, because she's talking about big, she's only doing 30 stops, but she's talking about big places. She's not playing the fair. She's playing giant places, giant arenas. Like, she is going to come to Tampa in Amalie Arena. She's going to be in Dallas, and you got to fill those places. But think of how long it's been where you've heard of a Madonna tour. So I would imagine the thing that's going to be key is going to be the transitions, maybe even some of the people she would enlist to come on stage with her. You know, who knows? And, or maybe not, but you know it's not going to be, it's not going to be her trotting out there with a mic and the band. It's going to be much bigger than that. She always had bigger, badder shows. So I would assume that that's what that's probably going to be all about when she's out there touring. And for sure, I would think this would be a tour that would draw probably more women than, I'm not saying no men would go to see her, but probably lots of women, because they would go harken back to the 80s and the 90s and, you know, all those songs. And that's what she's going to do, play those songs and play those big areas. So she's going to play Rogers Arena in Vancouver, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Miami, Denver, Atlanta, Boston, all the big ones. And how about that? And it'll stretch all the way into the fall, and then she'll play. And I can see these areas would be big. She would sell out London for sure. She would absolutely do the same thing in Barcelona and Paris and Berlin and Milan and Stockholm. I think there's no question they would be home runs. But the American audience, I'd be just curious as to how quickly it would fill up or not, because of all those hot hits from the past. And again, you think of the current, like Gen Z. If I were to ask my nephew, I don't think he could name one Madonna song. Of course, he is heavily into alternative music or current versions of rock or hip hop. And he's a smart kid, but I don't think he could name a Vogue or Like a Prayer or, you know, Crazy for You or any of the songs that were big hits for Madonna, because, you know, you're going just too far back. You're going too far back. But still, you know, that's what draws people in, the nostalgia thing. So it might be an older audience is what I would say, right? All right, a couple of quick odds and ends, and then a note about some upcoming people we're going to have on the show. So first is this new study. Now, usually I'm like, people are throwing studies at me all the time. So tell me if this seems like a breakthrough, like you've never heard this before. There's a new study out that says that, and this is from a Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare in Helsinki, and the study found that visiting nature 3 to 4 times a week was associated with 36% lower odds of using blood pressure pills, 33% lower odds of using mental health medications, and 26% lower odds of using asthma medications. They did all this analysis, followed people, etc., and found out that, you know, these random people in a couple of different cities, they looked at green spaces, forests and gardens and parks and grasslands and zoos even, they included, and lakes and rivers and the sea. Is this a shock that people would be more relaxed? I think, of course, because you're in nature. You're in the middle of a lake. Hopefully you're not arguing with anyone. You're enjoying that headspace. So I can see why people would be more relaxed. I don't know that I would advocate throwing away pills because you took a walk in the forest a couple of times a week and then did you do it again. So I'm not so sure about that. But it's not anything new. I think this has been said over and over again. You can look at old poetry from the 1800s, and I think they would probably tell you the same thing. But, you know, there is always the need to repeat because people forget or people haven't heard it, or you know what they say, how there's nothing new under the sun. I guess that's what it is. You just have to be told it a few times. All right, coming up on the show on Thursday, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who just climbed Kilimanjaro. It's like, what? 5 days up to Kilimanjaro and back, and describes it as a really hard hike, that if we were all just even in sort of decent shape, we could climb Kilimanjaro. I'm not so sure about that, but it's an interesting twist as to what was that like. All of a sudden you're there and it's dark and you realize you're at the summit, and her name's Ann Bonnie, and she's joining us again on Thursday to talk about that. And then we're going to talk to Alan Oliver in one of our author's corners, and he has had some really crazy experiences as this heavy, heavy intuition is something that he realized he had as a kid, and what has that led to that's allowed him to see some really wild things. I'm just going to put it that way. And of course, heading into the weekend, we have the full-on, in-depth preview of the upcoming playoffs when we go to the Man Cave. And then a rewind from the past, a big throwback to a couple of superstars in the world of sports that I spent some time with that I think you'll find interesting. And the wrap-up of the Biden papers. What's in those papers? What's in those classified documents? And how long do you think George Santos hangs on to his seat? If you were a betting person, we'll have the unofficial poll on Santos coming up in our next show. I think it's hard to predict, although I'm going to give you my prediction. Needless to say, it's about following the money. Following the money. All right, coming up next, a conversation with Glenn Just.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Golden State Warriors are celebrating their 2022 NBA championship win at the White House. President Biden congratulated the team this afternoon, calling the organization one of the most successful franchises in basketball history. He said the team is all about heart and hustle. The president praised the team for rallying the nation against gun violence and speaking out against racism. Head coach Steve Kerr said he took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. Natural disasters are displacing millions of Americans. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that 3.3 million Americans were displaced by natural disasters in 2022, with 1 million of those solely from Florida. The state was hit by Hurricane Ian in September, which killed over 100 people and cost billions of dollars in insured losses. The United Nations is calling natural disaster displacement one of the most devastating impacts of climate change. I'm Wildo Flores, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh, say my brain. Oh, say my brain. Where's my champagne?
Glenn Just. His book is Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, Experiencing the Emergent Supervening Self. It is so interesting when you think of the mind and what happens in our brains, and this image transformations by our brains are, as he says in his book, key to understanding dreams and hallucinations and all kinds of other states of consciousness, if you've ever looked at that. And boy, where we are in the world today, this couldn't be more valuable. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What was your motivation behind writing this? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I thought it would be helpful to a lot of people because it explains the kind of experiences that the medical community and the psychologists have had difficulty explaining for forever, actually. Once we understand the transfer between the primary and secondary consciousness parts of our brain, we can interpret our dreams, we understand our hallucinations, we understand how people can go into shamanic trance and how they can do automatic writing and a lot of other things. So folks who have had the sense of being possessed by spirits or they go into psychotic episodes and they don't know what's happening in their brain, it addresses all of those issues. And in that, over a course of really about 30 to 50 years, I learned to control all those different states of consciousness and create imagery on demand that I wanted. I came up with, I thought, of as a unified explanation for all of that. So transformations of the brain mind actually explains all the different phenomena, and it simplifies it so people can really understand what's happening in their own head. And that takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear and, you know, and the discomfort that, that people do have.
Yeah, I love that, understanding what's going on in your own head, and obviously you have that. So it goes to, how does all the awareness lead to a better mental health, and also self-healing, because we see how many people are struggling. So you think if people really understood that, that would be such a great gift.
Yeah, I was plagued by two really debilitating nightmares when I got out of the service in 1957, and I entered the University of Minnesota, and I was waking up two or three times a night, you know, in a sweat and full of adrenaline, not able to sleep, and was really destroying my university experience and social life. So I learned how to program, or we say now script, my own dreams. So I substituted pleasant, exotic kind of dreams for my nightmares, and I kept doing that for 20 years. But what it did was stabilize my emotions and my social life, let me lead a normal day-to-day life. But what I didn't understand at the time is that it was controlling my brain chemistry, the neuromodulators that automatically happen, which means that the brain goes into self-healing, so that when I stopped those controls and scripting my own dreams after 20 years, you know, I had a healthy brain that I could then use to finally understand all the stuff that was happening. So anyway, the book shares that with people, and it's a fourth book in a series that I started with my autobiography that explains the gradual progression that I went through to discover all these different things.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about in the book that all of us, and so for people listening to this who, you know, talk about dreams or they sort of remember something, you talk about the fact that each of us has like 25 to 50 dreams a night. But if we're sort of typical, we do only remember a handful in a week or month. But paying attention to the dreams opens what you're talking about, the door, the window, whatever you want to call it, to self-awareness, right?
Right. The brain is set up so that it has various functions that it performs. It wants to integrate into memory what's happened in the previous day and days, and it wants to rebalance your emotions. But one of the other little things that happens in the dream cycle is that your brain gets washed with cerebral spinal fluid, and it takes all of the all of the metabolic byproducts and flushes them out, so you remain healthy. And if you're not sleeping and going through those normal 90-minute dream cycles, your brain sort of gets plugged up with a bunch of junk. And if it goes to an extreme, you wind up with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. So sleep and dreaming is really a very important part of your 24-hour daily cycle. And to be able to control that means that you are improving your health from an emotional point of view, from a brain health point of view, from a social point of view, in terms of stabilizing your life. So it's really important that people understand this and they're able to control what's happening to them.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, this book, which, of course, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope they take away the idea that you don't have to suffer nightmares and hallucinations and fear from things like a sleep paralysis, indefinitely, because these are all very simple things that you can lose the control once you understand what's happening to your brain. But the really, really, I think, hopeful part of it is that a German philosopher and researcher by the name of Metzinger said, and I'm going to quote him, he says, "The fact that we can actively design the structure of our conscious minds has been neglected and will become increasingly obvious through the development of rational neuroanthropology," he calls it. It's psychoneurology, combining psychologically what's happening with your brain with the neurology or the actual physical processes of the brain. When we realize that we can control process, we can learn how to do that, and that it fundamentally gives us a road to health if we are not healthy, and it gives us a road to better health if we are, once we can control that imagery. Think of taking away the negative imagery and the emotion that you have that disrupts your life, and stabilizing that. This is what the people who are long-term meditators attempt to do. And you can do that using the procedures and the self-hypnosis that that I've developed and I talk about in this book and my other book. You don't have to suffer. You can actually change your life.
Wow, so that has to be pretty empowering, and what a... what a thing for you to put out there. Does that feel good after what you went through and the challenges and then realizing and discovering what could happen?
Yeah, I went from sort of being a fruitcake, if I can use that expression, to being a healthy person who went on, got his doctorate degree. You know, I spent half my lifetime teaching at the university. And the other time, pretty much working with people who have behavioral problems and disorders, you know, setting up treatment programs for them and working directly in human services. A psychiatrist who is now deceased as of last year by the name of Alan Hobson wrote a book called Ego Damage and Repair. And in that, he has a 35-page section that he analyzes my self-therapy and promotes the use of self-hypnosis and self-therapy, which were forbidden throughout most of the 20th century by Freudian psychiatrists. But it's something that I employed. It worked very well, and it fits into where neuroscience and psychology has come over the past century.
Wow, so when people get the book, that's something you've got in it, that self-hypnosis, the ways that they can work the system, so to speak.
Right, and it's a pretty simple thing. When I was in high school, I bought a book on hypnosis for 25 cents on a library sale. And so I used that to hypnotize my high school friends. So I was familiar with hypnosis. And when I was having all that trouble as a freshman at the University of Minnesota, I thought, well, gee, I'll just teach myself to do that. And it's really quite a simple procedure. You can look up self-hypnosis, you can follow those routines, and you can do that yourself. Or if you have difficulty, you can go to a hypnotist and say, you know, teach me how I can use self-hypnosis. But, I go through all those different steps and learning processes in my autobiography, which is Autobiography of a Ghost. So you don't have to feel helpless. It's something that any normal person can learn if they are motivated to do so.
Wow, so good stuff. Glenn Just, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Manifested in an egg, developed in the womb, born out of a moon belly, first lay a tomb, crying out like you wanna be put back in there. Maybe later in the incubator for more care. Alone, you kick it home and you crib sit, put behind bars and you ain't even lived yet. Going through the playpens, when will this fate end? Parents can't make rent, money from the safe.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Joins us. She's written a book called The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from freedom from alcohol. Wait till you hear her story and how powerful it is. Roseanne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write this book?
You know, it's really a book about my personal walk. I am a person that kind of drank for a variety of reasons, the reasons that society tells you you should drink, you know, for social events, for sporting events. When you go out and you have a romantic dinner, you go to happy hour with friends. You know, when I got older, it was, you know, for children's birthday parties. It doesn't matter. Every event seemed to involve alcohol. And then later it was, you know, to manage stress and anxiety. And then one day you say, hey, I really shouldn't be doing this as much anymore. And it becomes like an, uh-oh, why can't I stop? This is difficult. And I was super resistant against any form of, you know, the AA thing. Not that I don't want to take away from it because it's helped save so many lives, you know, over the decades. But for me, I was like, I really don't want to label myself. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just want to stop drinking. And then COVID hit, and I started getting really nervous about my drinking habit. because it was pretty serious. And I quit, but I also found a coaching program, a secular coaching program that really changed and transformed my life, like over a period of 3 months. And I was like, wow, this is super transformational. Why would I want to go back to where I was? And I started working for them, and I started enrolling people in the program, and I recognized a lot of Christians coming in, and I'm a Christian, and just really looking for that faith-based aspect as well. And I'd encourage them that I was a Christian and it was, you know, okay to go through this. And they were very, like, I recognized a lot of biblical principles and the things that I learned. So I just started documenting it and the client and sharing it with clients, and they're like, oh, this is so good. You need to continue this. And that's kind of how it came about, you know, me documenting that journey with things I recognized that were always in God's word. So yeah, that's how it came about.
So, wow, you know, you knew you had that problem, you stopped drinking, you find the answer to that, and then you find that, oh, wait, this is bigger. Like you said, that there were so many Christians that were involved. What am I missing here? Give us a little piece of that. What would someone find out in getting The Plan He Has For Me, which is a brilliant title?
It's knowing that there is a bigger plan, right? That, you know, I feel like there were lots of promises about how alcohol makes your life wonderful, and that's certainly what I believed. But when I found out, you know, what I really found out when I took it away is there's a much bigger plan, right? I get to use my gifts. I get to wake up with joy. I get to be healthier. My resting heart rate has gone down. My weight has gone down. My joy has gone up. My peace has gone up. You know, I'm just a more confident person, and I was, like, in the house with the blinds closed drinking. So, you know, that's what I want people to know, is there's a better plan. Our subconscious minds are lying to us about, you know, our need for it. And so I try to spend this 12 weeks showing people that there's a different path, and one that provides so much joy, and that, you know, there is a better plan.
And you and I talked up there, and you said something that I wrote down immediately. You talk about fill your life with purpose and the importance of forgiving yourself and others. Why don't people do that?
You know, it's hard. Because we don't see it when we're drinking, basically. Yeah. And that's why it takes 12 weeks. You know, the first kind of 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, your body's detoxing, and, you know, we're looking for other habits to put in place for with our drinking. Like, so instead of grabbing a drink, what else can we do to solve that problem? So that's the first part. Then the second part is like, okay, you have all this space in your life. You're not drinking, you're not recovering from drinking, and you're not thinking about how to stop drinking. So we took something out. What are we going to put back in? We have a gift. We've been put on this earth for a purpose. Let's start using that. What have you always wanted to do? What hobby did you used to engage in that you're not anymore? What can you go back to school for that you've always dreamed to do about? And you have the time now, right? And we also, in that second 4 weeks, we do focus, as you mentioned, on forgiveness, because a lot of people have these stories that haunt them in their mind. And so we really talk a lot about forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others, so that we don't have to live in the past, that we can look forward to the future, because God doesn't want us to be stuck in our past, because it limits the ability to have purpose and, you know, live a life of joy that was intended, really.
For you, writing, and again, this book you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, The Plan He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional for freedom from alcohol. What was it like putting this together? Because it sounds like, boy, you just wanted to share it with the world.
Yeah, and I look back, like, I'm almost 3 years now, and I look back, and it was, I don't think I could write that today. It was written so shortly after the experience of putting alcohol to the side that it's kind of, you know how you have an experience in life, and the further away you get from it, the harder it is to really be detailed about what you're going through, and mm-hmm. so... I am so appreciative that I wrote this with the experience kind of raw and the emotions raw. And so what I find is as people go through this, they're like, oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. And that is the most wonderful thing. When you buy the book, you have access to a free Facebook, a private Facebook group. What people don't know when they're drinking and they're having all these conversations about, I call it mental gymnastics. I'll only drink on the weekends. I'll only drink with friends. I'll only drink after five. I'll only drink on holidays. Right? And when you get into this private group, you realize everyone's having the same thoughts. And not feeling alone is really important to this walk. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one struggling. This is pretty typical. And that's what I want people to know, that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have kind of what I call fallen for the lie. I mean, not everybody is affected by alcohol in this way, but it is a pretty big problem in our society that people don't have an outlet, you know, to try and figure out in a manner that deals with no shame, right? I'm trying to take out all of the languaging about recovery, alcoholic, sober. I'm like, no, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it is a much better way to live. And that's, you know, that's something I really want to work hard at getting across, that there doesn't need to be shame and a choice to make your life better.
Yeah, and one of the takeaways you told me that I thought was fascinating, too, is about rewiring your brain and that there's a science-based approach here, too, right?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. It is. God designed our brains to, you know, be efficient. And when we learn things, it's stored in our unconscious or subconscious mind. So that's why we can go to and from work without even realizing how we did that. You know, we can be talking on the phone doing something else. And so the same as, you know, good habits can be stored in our subconscious mind. Bad habits can be too. And so what we're working on is creating a new neural pathway that feels more natural. Now that may be a little bit uncomfortable at first because it's not easy to change any habit. But the thing is, the practice, and that's again the reason for the 12 weeks, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So it is a science-based approach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Pick it up, the plans he has for you, a 12-week daily devotional from Freedom from Alcohol. Roseanne Forte, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.